are debates. There are hot takes. There are strong opinions. But in the quest for the truth, there is only one way to get the final say. It's time to fire up the Bartometer.
It is time for the Bartometer, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. If at any point you get triggered by what the Bartometer has to say. I'm not sure that this is a very triggering Bartometer because the teams we are about to talk about are a bunch of losers. Quite literally. We are going to look at the teams that took last place in their division in the NFL last season and try to figure out if any of them have the opportunity to become a first place team, to go from worst to first, and if so, who is the most likely of those teams of the eight? These eight teams last year combined for 103 losses. So when I say losers, I mean quite literally they are losers. For what it's worth, they had 33 wins, a combined winning percentage, 33 wins, 103 losses. That is a combined winning percentage of 24%.
Ew!
So these teams have lost three out of every four games they played. So of the eight, who can go from worst to first? The most likely. I will first remind you of the eight teams that took last place. And I will just go by the way that they are presented in the standings as to not give a hint to what the Bartometer has to say. In the AFC East, it was the 4-13 New England Patriots. In the AFC North, it was the 3-14 Cleveland Browns. In the AFC South, the 3-14 Tennessee Titans. And in the AFC West, the 4-13 Las Vegas Raiders. For the NFC, the Giants finished fourth in the East at 3-14. The Bears last in the North at 5-12. Both the Saints and the Panthers, 5-12, but the Saints were tiebreakerly worse. And then the Niners at 6-11. Was that a drop? Who is that?
Perloff.
That was Perloff?
Yep.
I think that one needs to go. I feel like it's you. I can't tell that it's a drop.
You think that sounds like me?
When I'm just like rolling and I hear an yeah, it sounds like you.
Those are big waffles.
I mean, your voices don't, like, voices sound different, but groans are a general, like, I don't know, if you put the 10 people you love in your life the most and you had them all groan, I don't know if you'd be able to separate who's who. It's like a soda taste test. That one I know. That one's tough. All right. Sorry to distract. The Niners at 6-11. So, which teams have the best shot to go from worst to first? Number eight, Bartometer. Again, these are not my predictions. This is not my analysis. I have built the machine that is outputting the analysis, but I have nothing to do with this. This is all artificial intelligence. It is run on solar, power, wind, rain, Wheaties, peeps. Whatever I throw in there, I just throw it in and it just... Blah, blah, blah. The Tennessee Titans. They have the number one pick in the NFL draft. They are a bad team. They have a young coach still finding his way. They are not going to win, even though the division is not great. And that will come into play with the Bartometer. The Tennessee Titans are not winning the AFC South. They are the worst of these bad teams, according to the Bartometer. So they come in eighth of the eighth as the least likely of the last place teams to win their division in 2025. At number seven, for how bad comparatively the South is in the AFC, the barometer's got to be very low on the Titans because this division is a little tougher. But the Giants come in at number 7. The New York Giants obviously have to contend with the Cowboys, whatever version of them we get, and also the Commanders and Philadelphia Eagles, who are both going to be coming into the 2025 season with very high aspirations, as they should. The Giants have not done too much that's compelled anybody to think differently about even being better than a 3-win team. Now, they could still draft a quarterback, and that could still bode success. I don't think Aaron Rodgers makes them a playoff team if he chooses to go there, and I probably don't think Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco, that matter for that matter, do either. So the Giants come in at number 7. At number 6, they won 3 games a year ago. They probably will not win the division. That's going to be the Cleveland Browns. I guess you can start to get in scenarios where, sure, maybe, yeah, but it's still a stretch with Cleveland to win this division with 3 teams again that have a better shot just off the bat than they do. Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh could easily be a last place team. They were 10-7 last season, but we always say that, and they always are above 500. The Bengals, I think, will be better, much better. I think the Ravens are still going to be a worthy contender. So Cleveland comes in at number 6. At number 5, that is going to be the New England Patriots. The barometer is high on the future of the Patriots. Remember a couple of weeks ago we did, when are the new coaches going to get fired? The barometer had Mike Vrabel coaching there for at least a decade. But in this upcoming season, will they get past Buffalo? Will they get past Miami? It's not even about that. Will they get past 6 games? They'll be more competitive, and they might even do what they did last year. Remember when they beat the Bengals week 1, and we all thought, are we wrong about the Patriots? And then they won 3 more games the rest of the season. The Patriots will not be winning the AFC East. They come in at number 5 on this list. At number 4, they lost the division by 11 games, the Las Vegas Raiders, when they were 4-13. They lost third place by 6 games. The Chiefs with 15 wins, the Chargers with 11, the Broncos with 10, the Raiders with 4. But the barometer does notice at least a lot of changes. Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly, Tom Brady, Geno Smith, possibly Ashton Jeanty. Will they be better changes? Yes. Will there be changes enough to win the division? Probably not. Again, the barometer is not saying any of these teams win the division. But the Raiders have a better chance than the 4 teams that it's already been mentioning. At number 3, the Chicago Bears come in at number 3. They were 5-12 last year. Here's how the NFC North is going to work. The Detroit Lions won 15 games last year. The Minnesota Vikings won 14 games. The Green Bay Packers won 11. And the Bears won 5. The winner of this division in 2025 will have no more than 11 wins. The Bears are going to be more competitive. They play the division a tougher schedule. You could have 3 of them at 10-7, one of them at 8-9. You could have some variation. It will be pretty tight. So the Bears a little higher on this list. Obviously, they're coming in at number 3, but there's a lot of avenues and obstacles they'd have to get past. I think if you're a Chicago Bear fan right now, your hope is that, yay, we've got a good enough team that we can make sure Caleb Williams is good. And then if you want to get real crazy with it, hey, this could be a year we make the playoffs, building towards more success down the road. But to think NFC North title, don't do that to yourself. You've been there. You've done it. Get in the door. Get back into the club. Hit the dance floor once you're comfortable with your surroundings. Number two. And this is stunning to me. The New Orleans Saints. The New Orleans Saints are in here because of the unpredictability-ness, not a word, unpredictableness, maybe a word, of their division. The Panthers should be better. The Falcons, I would think, are better. Tampa Bay seems like 10-7 is a good spot for them to peak. And I don't know. I don't know that the Saints are that good. But you're getting Kellen Moore in there. They have a resistance to really deal with the cap. Could Kellen Moore bring some magic and figure it out and have a division-winning season? Probably not. But more likely there than even with the Bears. Again, we're only ranking the teams that took last. None of these teams are going to win the division. That leaves us with number one. And again, because the uncertainty of the division, the San Francisco 49ers, they were 6-11. They were the best record-wise of any of these teams. The Rams, I think, have the inside track. The Seahawks, we'll see what Sam Darnold can bring. The Cardinals are very irrelevant. But if the Niners can get healthy, stay healthy, and sort of get things back on track, perhaps there's a path back to winning the division title in San Francisco. To rank the last place teams in backwards order from 8-1 in how likely it is for them to win the division, 8 Tennessee, Giants 7, 6 Browns, 5 Patriots, 4 Raiders, 3 Bears, 2 Saints, 1 49ers. And that is the Bartometer. Now, I don't think that any of these teams are going to win the division. And I guess between the Niners, Saints, and Bears, or Carlos, maybe Raiders, you talked about how the Chiefs weren't going to make the playoffs. Maybe they somehow get in.